This is Dr. Yo. Welcome to Respecting the Future. Your host is Levin Chuck Wilson, better known as Chuck. He's committed his body of work to serving individuals, families, and communities. As a social worker, he's taken the oath to be a change agent. This is the episode in the series of Planning to Succeed. It's all about defining your strategic plan and how to move from one position to another, moving the needles and mountains in your life. So let's talk to Chuck.
Maybe you think that the message has changed. Then won't you lend me your ear, your ear? Maybe you think that the news is new and history can live again. Then you ought to hear this.
So, Chuck, talk to me about the barriers of life.
Wow, Dr. Yo, the barriers of life. That's a good question. Well, actually, not a question. You say, let's talk about the barriers of life, right?
Let's talk about it.
Okay. Well, you know, I talk about barriers all the time. You know, I'm that guy that constantly say, no excuses, no excuses, no excuses for going where you are going, heading towards your destinies. Give yourself no excuses. But when you talk about barriers, a lot of times people put, we all do it, we put things around us, we put those barriers around us and say, you know what, I got to protect myself from being hurt. I have to protect myself from the history that I've created or that I've participated in. I have to protect myself from the unknown. I have to protect myself from people getting too close to me and knowing my business and knowing my stuff, being exposed, people knowing the real me and all of that type of stuff. But I think when you put a barrier up, imagine that you have something around you, a fence or a concrete wall around you in very close proximities, Dr. Yo. And when you have something around you and it's high, usually when we say barriers, people want to hide behind that barrier. They say they want to be protected. They're protecting themselves from situations. But I think when you look at barriers, you're saying, you know what? I want to hide out. I want to keep my stuff to myself, and I just want to deal with my stuff. I don't want any intrusions. I don't want any invaders coming into my world. Family, friends, new people. We don't want anybody involved. But what we're doing is we're really keeping the good stuff out. When you have a barrier around you, you also are holding yourself hostage, I think. I think you're keeping all that stuff that happened in the past, all those ideas that didn't work, all of those pains and all of those fears that that you came to know over the years. You're saying, I want to hold that stuff. So I think we should be careful when we put barriers up, because when you put those barriers up, you're also imprisoning yourself.
Now, you're talking about hold that stuff, like what's happened to you in the past. Sometimes that's subconscious. It's not a conscientious act that you hide it or put a barrier up. Sometimes you're just going on in life and you don't realize you create this barrier. So what are you supposed to do?
Absolutely. Well, we all do it, as I said early on. You know, we all put those barriers up. Pain, nobody likes pain. For the most part, we don't like pain.
Right.
We don't like to be exposed. We don't like to feel or look inadequate in any type of way. So a lot of times we put these facades, or maybe barrier is the wrong word. Maybe it's a facade. Maybe
right.
maybe it's an image that we're trying to project. Maybe it's a some type of personality that we're trying to present. But that's really not the real you. It's not the real person.
Right.
So I think the thing that we have to look at is, how do we get to truth? How do we get to truth? I'm writing a book, as you know, The Truth About the Facts, right? How do you get to the truth? You have to be able to tell, you, if you don't tell anybody else, you have to tell yourself the truth. And the way to do that is to bring down those barriers.
All right, so let's talk about bringing down the barriers, self, that intrinsic action that you need to do. How do you do that when you've been hurt in the past and, you know, the pain is so strong?
you know, you go somewhere and it comes back flooding and you feel like you're in that moment again. So how do you do that? How do you walk yourself through breaking down those barriers? And I'm not expecting it to, and I'm sure you're not expecting us to, one day it's gone. Mm-hmm. But how do you realistically do that?
Well, it starts with the truth. I'm going to tell you a personal story. Some years ago, I had studied abroad at the American University in Cairo. And I was actually supposed to stay there for an entire year, two semesters. And I ended up staying shorter than my expected time due to some things that were going on in that part of the world. So I ended up going back to the University of Hawaii. When I went back, I didn't have housing. So I ended up staying with a friend that didn't work out, right? And so I ended up having to go to the YMCA on Atkins. Anybody from any of my friends in Hawaii know the YMCA on Atkins is a very popular place. So I checked in to the YMCA, and basically I was homeless. So I was like, wow, I'm at the YMCA. I just left the American University of Cairo. I'm relatively popular at the University of Hawaii, but here I am, really don't have anywhere to go, right? So one of my friends, and Ken Crawford is listening. Ken Crawford played for Hawaii Pacific University. He just happened to be riding by. He said, "Man, what are you doing outside of the YMCA?" And I told him the story. I said, "Man, listen, I don't have anywhere to go, and I just checked in." And he said, "Listen, come stay with me and my boys." And so what I ended up doing for a semester is sleeping on a porch. And basically, I was homeless. My towel was my blanket. We right there at H1. I mean, it was like a really tough time. And so I experienced that whole thing of that homelessness and that whole pride thing. And let me fast forward the story. So years later, after things got better and so on and so forth, I was sharing with one of my other friends, Randy Chambliss. I said, "Randy, I said, you know, I experienced a homeless situation for that semester." He looked at me. He said, "Chuck, you were homeless?" And he actually looked at me with disgust. He said, "Listen, man, I don't even want to hear that, because all you had to do was say something. You were homeless by choice. You didn't let any of us know that you were homeless.
Right.
You had a lot of friends. Your pride caused you to hide your situation." And I thought about that thing. I still think about that. I experienced, and I learned a lot of lessons during that moment. But knowing that my pride is really what kept me in that situation, that my pride actually created that barrier. I didn't want people to know that I was sleeping on the porch. I didn't want people to know that I didn't have anywhere to live at that time. But the truth about the facts is that it was circumstances that made me homeless. All I had to do was share the story. And he said, "Chuck, I had a whole house that you could have stayed in at no cost." But I didn't know. And so what I tell people, and I share that story a lot with people, when you put your pride in front of the situation, a lot of times you're creating those invisible walls, those invisible barriers. And it really causes people not to see who you are and what you're going through, which allows you not to tell the truth about your situation. Right, you're kind of faking in the game.
Right,
you have you got the smile, you got this going on, you look this way, but really you're hurting, you're homeless, you're in pain, whatever your situation may be. It's a lot of times because we're not telling the truth about where we are and what we're going through. So I think to answer your question, let's start with truth. In order to start to chip away at that barrier, whatever those barriers are, let's start telling the truth.
It brings me back to one of the emails that we got from one of our listeners, and she went through the where she had a foreclosure, and she was embarrassed. She couldn't really share with her friends because of the stigma that was attached to it. So she created this barrier where it was just her. She was dealing with it. And you know how that is when you're dealing with something that's quite heavy, how that can be such a burden to you. So, you know, reading that email, it kind of puts it to where you're saying maybe she should have shared it with her friends. But you don't want to tell your business to everybody. So what do you do?
Again, it's about the truth. You know, the truth is painful at times.
Mm-hmm.
But also the truth is healing. The truth is rewarding. The truth will set you free.
Right.
Those barriers don't set you free. Barriers hide you. barriers imprison you. So if you feel like you have a barrier, it's not protecting you. What it's causing you to do is not to be able to see over the barrier. You can't see beyond that wall that's in front of you.
That is true.
And go ahead.
That is true because further on in her email, all she saw was her circumstance. She could not see herself out of it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And when you have that wall up, you can't see what's on the other side. You can't see hope. You can't see the future. You can't see new opportunities. Nothing can even come your way because of that wall.
You had mentioned one time that's the norm. You know, when we talk about, people in their 50s and so forth, falling on hard times. You know, you'd mentioned one time that, you know, that's the norm right now. Everybody's going through something similar to that. So you can't just walk away from it. You just have to stop and realize that, you know, it's happened. Take control and move on.
I think one of the reasons why we don't have other people thinking is because we all are trying to put up a certain look, a certain image, a certain facade. And so what happens, people start to think, oh, well, Dr. Yo, you got it going on. Chuck, you got it going on. Sam, you got it going on. But the fact of the matter could be the total opposite. We have to tell the truth. And then we talk about our young people. You talk about your children and your grandchildren. When they don't see you telling the truth, guess what? We are fostering a new generation or other generations to say, you know what? Now you can use technology to hide. Now you can use this to hide. You can use that to hide. And now we have a whole world of people hiding and not being able to get to the truth. That's why probably why the economy is so turned upside down, because we really don't know where to direct this, how to do this, because nobody's telling the truth.
And nobody's asking.
Right, even in our churches. Mm-hmm. You know, my church friends and pastors don't get mad at me about this, but on Sundays, basically you're getting a sermon and a song. By the time you get to the first stoplight at going home, you realize that I'm going back home, my light's about to be cut off, I don't have gas money, I don't have anything, I don't have anything other than a preacher that went to B-flat and a choir that was able to get my emotions going.
Did you say B-flat?
B-flat. You know, that's in the Pentecostal word, that you can go to B-flat. You know, you're saying something, right? But I think we really have to dig deep and tell the truth, even in our messages. You know, whether you're a preacher, a painter, whatever, whoever you are, just tell the truth about your situation.
Well, there's some painful memories, especially when you ask people for help. It comes back to haunt you. A lot of times they'll be like, well, if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't be where you are today. Or remember when I helped you? What about me? So a lot of people stay away from that. You know?
Absolutely. But guess what? Those people should not control your destiny. We just finished Easter. We just celebrated Resurrection Day, right? What if Jesus was to say, hey, you dogged me out. You killed me. You stabbed me. You did this to me. You did that to me. No, he said, you know what? Come on. I'm getting up. I'm ready to go. Move that rock out of your life and realize that your hopes and dreams have already been resurrected. They've already moved from behind the rock. It's waiting on you to get there.
That is true. And with the way the world is going right now, I think we waste a lot of time putting up a barrier. As you said, we can experience so much more, you know, that life has to offer us. So we talked about the barriers in our personal life. What about the barriers at work?
Same thing, really. You know, at work, you know, the message is, you know, how do I get to the next level?
Right.
You know, and when you create these barriers, you have to say, why? What's causing the barrier? What's the chief concern, which is a barrier, right?
Right.
What's causing it? You know, it could be someone wants to get to this level of employment. Somebody else wants to do this. Somebody else wants to do that. And when you start to create barriers, hey, I'm not going to go to lunch with someone. So I'm not going to be nice to this person. I'm not going to support this person, because if I support this person, it makes me look bad.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I make myself look better than that person, then I'll get the attention that I want. And I think that's just the wrong way to look at things. I think if we go back to how we work as a team, as we really look at that team impact and look at how we develop things A lot of people have this thing saying, let's make America great again. Well, anything that's great starts with a team and being altruistic in your agenda.
Right. So we started with self, chipping away at that barrier. So you also have your family. How do you chip away at that barrier?
Well, I know we only have 60 seconds left, Dr. Yeo. The best way to deal with family is start out with those courageous conversations. Have courageous conversations from day one. As early on, if you have children, don't lie to your kids. If there are situations, find a way to have courageous conversations with your family so the truth is always clear and apparent.
And what I get from all of this about barriers, no excuses.
No excuses. Absolutely.
So, Chuck, we will definitely continue this conversation. Part two, listen up. Glad you joined in on our conversation. For more Let's Talk to Chuck episodes, sign up and follow us on Podomatic, iTunes, and Player FM. You can also reach out to Chuck via email at leven2, that's L-E-V-E-N, the number 2, at me.com. We hope that this episode will help you to make the choice decisions that respects your future. Remember to tune in to our next conversation with Chuck. We want to say thank you to our engineer, Sam Walton. Until then, it's all about moving the needles and mountains in your life.
Maybe you think that the message has changed. Then won't you lend me your ear, your ear? Maybe you think that the news is new and history can live again. Then you ought to hear this.